We are now at the first chorus, and here are the first four measures of it. And here are just the first two measures. So after the right and left hand have played the E's at the very end of measure four of the intro, we have this first chord at the very beginning of the first chorus. Now what I have here is the left hand playing the D two below middle C with the fifth. The pedal will go up and down real quickly, and the left hand will come up and play the F right below middle C with the first, and with it, right hand will play A, D, and F. This is the A below middle C with your first right hand, D above that with your third, and the F above that with your fifth. Then what happens is both hands will play E. Right hand will play the E above middle C. Left hand will play the E below middle C, which should be under its second. And then we have this. Right hand moved to F, A, D. This is the F below middle C with the first, A above that with the second, D above that with the fifth. And that should be the D right above middle C. With it, left hand is playing the D below middle C with its third. And then both hands go to C. Right hand, this is middle C with your fourth. Left hand, this is the C below middle C with your fourth. So you can hear both hands are playing the melody. The right hand is just mixing in some chord with it. Next up, we have this. Now, what we have here is the left hand going G to a D, and that's the G2 below middle C with the fifth. It will hit that and then play the D right above that with the first, while the right hand plays F, B, and D. And right hand, this is the F below middle C with your first, and B above that with the third, D above that with the fifth. So that puts your third and fifth fingers on either side of middle C, with the left hand's D, pedal up and down. Then right hand play just the F and B again. And then we have two E's. Right hand, this is the E above middle C with the third. Left hand, this is the E below middle C with its third. I hit these, pick up the pedal, and put it back down again. And that gets us through measure one of the chorus. Now let's take a look at measure two.